Okay, hello GWA. This is Intoxicated Honeybee. And I'm just in my room bored and I didn't know what else to do. It is like 2 o'clock in the morning where I am, and I'm just sitting in my room completely bored, listening to Usher, which you may or may not hear in the background. And I was bored just trying to figure out something to do, so I'm like, why not go on GWA Backstage and do a questionnaire, and especially about food, since I just finished eating a pecan pie, a piece of a pecan pie, and since Thanksgiving is this week. So don't ask me why I'm eating a piece of a pecan pie at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm sorry, I can't words. It's late and, you know, insomnia sucks. So anyway, so I am doing the GWA Eat Stuff questionnaire by Suit and Lies. So, we're just gonna get straight into it. Okay, first question, simple starters. Do you prefer sweet or salty/savory? I prefer sweet. I love sweet things. Going back to eating the pecan pie, I love sweet things. I love sweets. I love chocolate, certain candies. I love pies. I love cake, cupcakes. I just love sweets, little sweet pastries. I absolutely love. What is your favorite type of cuisine? Chinese, Japanese, Italian, American, etc. I would say American. Japanese, close second. Very close second. But I would say American. I love Southern foods. I have Southern family members. And especially during Thanksgiving, they come up and they cook the Southern food. Oh, it is... Whew, it's amazing. So, I'd say I love American food. Next one. What is your favorite snack food? Snack food. I was thinking about this too, and I was thinking, Chips Ahoy. The little Chips Ahoy mini cookies. I love those. The little sweet chocolate chips. The inside of the little cookie. And it's just nice and sweet and delicate and dainty. And just something that I can just eat all day if you let me. What is your favorite appetizer? There's like this... sweet potato fries at like Applebee's that I have grown to love so much that I'm kind of tempted to trying it myself at home. So I'm really, really thinking about doing that. But I love it. The little sweet potatoes, once again is sweet. So I really love it. I really, really love that. My favorite main dish. I was thinking about this too, and this is very, very difficult because I love so much stuff. I legit can't think of what my favorite main dish is because I love so much. I can't think of anything specific, but one dish that I do love is I love like a nice like piece of like grilled, like a juicy grilled like chicken breast with some like garlic, like mashed potatoes, like garlicky mashed potatoes on the side with some string beans. Oh, I'd say that's really pretty good. Some salt and pepper on it. Oh, yeah, this is really, really good. Yeah, that's really good. I like that a lot. Yeah. So I say that's one of my favorite main dishes. What is my favorite dessert? Once again, this is really tough because I love so much desserts. Oh, you know what? Nope. It's not hard at all. I love a double fudge chocolate cake. A moist, like, double fudge chocolate cake. I love it. Once again, it's one of those things that I can eat all day if you let me. So that's absolutely my favorite. Do you have a favorite restaurant? If so, what is your go-to order there? If you're not comfortable disclosing where you're from, please don't feel like you have to give a restaurant name. Okay. Well, favorite restaurant. Okay, I have like two. I couldn't choose between the two. There's one. There's BBQ's. I love, love, love BBQ's, and they have these honey sticky wings. That's really, 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 really good. So I love to order those with like fries on the side and some ketchup. Sorry. The second one is a Japanese restaurant. Is a Japanese restaurant called Nanatori. It's in Brooklyn. Okay, I am a native New Yorker. I am from New York, and it's in Brooklyn, and it is a Japanese restaurant that is so, so, so good. What I order from there is I would normally get I would get the California roll, and I would get the shrimp tempura roll, or I would get the Boston roll. Yeah. I would love to tell you what's all in them, but once again, my mind is tired. It's in the middle of the night. Okay, going forward, what are your thoughts on fast food? Do you have a favorite? I like fast food, especially when it's like on the go. It's really convenient and easy, especially since I go to both school and work. I just grab it and go. So, do I have a favorite? McDonald's. Easy. I just easily just love McDonald's. If you could only eat one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be? Would you be okay with this? I would say the grilled chicken with the mashed potatoes and the string beans. I would have my mother make it, and I think I'd be okay with that. Yeah, I'd be okay with that. I don't want to eat like sweet sweets, you know, for the rest of my life. So as much as I love it, I would want like a good meal. So I would like that. What is your favorite comfort food? My favorite comfort food. Anything sweet. Like I said, anything sweet. Any chocolate cake, any cupcake, any ice cream. That's comfort food for me. What's your favorite food to eat for a celebration? Cake. Oh, I have a feeling that cake is gonna be a it's gonna be an answer for a lot of these. Yeah, cake or ice cream. Either chocolate, strawberry, or vanilla ice cream. I really like those. Or a butter pecan. I love those. Do you have a guilty pleasure food? If so, what is it? Yes. And like I said, it is chocolate cake. I love cake. I love cake. So I would definitely say that. Imagine you were preparing or ordering a romantic meal for you and a partner. What's on your menu? I would cook a steak, like a really good thick piece of juicy steak. I would make that. I would probably put some I would put once again the garlic kind of mashed potatoes along with it, and maybe either a collard greens, string beans, maybe corn or asparagus with it. I would do that. And I would serve it with some wine. Yeah. Red. I would serve it with red wine. Red, yeah. Okay. Do you have any foods you find sexy? Would you use them in a prelude to sexy time or maybe even during sexy time? Well, any food that I would find sexy would be fruits, especially if I'm going to incorporate it in during sexy time. I would say is definitely I would definitely say any kind of fruit, maybe strawberries, cantaloupe, pineapples, grapes, maybe like little banana slices, maybe even little orange slices. So I like those. Do you have any specific memories based around food? If so, share with us. I just have memories like growing up as a kid, like just watching my mother make food and seeing how she prepared it and just learning different recipes and stuff, especially from her southern side. So I would love to just watch her make food, and she would make brownies and she would bake cakes, which is why I love cake so much. She would do that, and she would cook like chicken, pork chops, ribs, steak, all of that. And then she would make these delicious, delicious yams that I have yet to make like her, which I really, really fucking want to learn how to make it like her. But she makes those deliciously. She makes really good sweet potatoes. Oh, they're so good. Like corn, all of that. I'm getting hungry. Okay, why did I decide to do this? I like 2 o'clock in the morning. Oh God. Okay. Next, devil's in the details. Describe your perfect burger. I like a double cheeseburger. A lot of ooey-gooey cheese. Cheddar cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, like two pickles. Two little sliced round circled pickles. And maybe like some ketchup on a sesame seed bun with onions, sliced raw onions. So I love that. Describe your perfect pizza. Once again, extra cheese. Bacon, pepperoni, ham, sausage, little bald sausage. I don't mind the sliced sausage, but for some reason it's distracting to me. Don't ask me why. It just is. But yeah, I say little bald sausages. Yeah. describe your perfect sandwich. A honey maple turkey sandwich with mayonnaise, lettuce, tomatoes, no cheese, salt and pepper, and a little bit of vinegar. I love that. Describe your favorite ice cream flavor. Do you get any toppings? Chocolate. Or sometimes I would get it as a swirl, like the chocolate and vanilla, and I would get fudge with whipped cream and a cherry. And if I feel like anything extra, I would either get the little cookie crunchies on it or peanuts. Situational eating. Imagine your perfect wedding. How many guests roughly are there? What do you serve them? Well, when I get married, how many guests? I want my wedding to be fairly intimate. So I would want like my close friends and families to be there. So roughly I would say between both sides, maybe 75 to 100. Maybe. Although that's probably exaggerated. I'm probably thinking like 40 to 50. I'm so serious. 40 to 50. But, you know, including his side, if he has any relatives or anything that he wants to invite, then yeah, maybe 100. What do I serve them? Chocolate cake. Let's just go with that. They all get chocolate cake. We'll go with that. We'll probably do some fried chicken, grilled chicken, steak, ribs. Sheesh. Fried chicken, grilled chicken, ribs, steak, probably yams, candy yams, sweet potatoes, corn, mashed potatoes, collard greens, string beans, macaroni and cheese. My mother makes, oh my gosh, she makes a really good mac and cheese. And once again, I think my mac and cheese is good, but it's just not as good as hers. And that irritates me to my core, but it's okay. So yeah, I think that's what I would serve them. And of course, chocolate cake, maybe with some ice cream, vanilla ice cream. Don't want to overload them with chocolate. Imagine your ideal holiday feast. What's for dinner? Well, since Thanksgiving is like Thursday, most likely we're going to have some cranberry sauce. We're going to have turkey, ham that'll be baked inside of like pineapple juice with pineapples on it. Some baked chicken. Baked chicken. We'll have macaroni and cheese, collard greens, string beans, yams. Potato salad, macaroni salad. We'll have pumpkin pie, pecan pie, apple pie, cherry pie. Yeah, we'll have corn, rice, gravy. Yeah, we'll have all of those. And probably more than I'm forgetting. But yeah, we'll have all of those. Finally, you're on death row. And it's time for your last meal. What you getting? My mother's cooking anything. Any of her cooking at all, honestly. I have a thing for my mother's cooking. I just want to be able to cook like her. I really do. She loves food. She enjoys cooking food. And so do I. I just want to, I want to learn how to cook like her. I really do. Yeah, just going back to the meal, back into the earlier questions with the grilled chicken, with the mashed potato, the garlic mashed potatoes, and the string beans. So I go with that. And that is the end of the questionnaire. So thank you for listening. If you made it to the end, you are a trooper. You deserve a round of applause for making it this long. Because I see it's 20 minutes long. Oh, goodness. So, yeah. Thank you so much for listening to me ramble about food in the middle of the freaking night. And, yeah. Thanks for listening. Bye.